Hey, I'm Chris Parrish, Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group. We're an investment management and retirement planning advisor located in Houston, Texas. And welcome to our November 26th YouTube Stock Talk, keeping you connected to your money. Well, for the better part of 18 months, a number of equity strategists and bearish tilting financial commentators on TV and in newsletters have parroted the same mantra. What is that? It's the stock market is expensive, overpriced, and approaching a top. I heard that in the summer of 2020 as we began to recover from the initial COVID wave. The S&P 500 was around 3,400 back then. I heard that exact same thing again into and out of the presidential election in November of 2020. And back then, the S&P 500 was about 3,500 into the election and closed the year around 3,750. Well, that same group of commentators were parroting how the Delta COVID wave 2 would stop consumer spending in the US and the stock market would drop 10 to 20% because of it just this past July 4th. That was with the S&P 500 up around 4,350, which at the time of the year was a bit over 15.5% year to date. Well, the last 3 or 4 months, the same group of individuals have been on TV stating that even though they've been wrong for 12 to 15 months and missed the last 30 to 40% up moves, that they were totally confident that stocks were even more overvalued and we were surely due for a minus 10 or more percent correction. They never once said those words that I long to hear from an investor or a viewer. What are those? I've been wrong. No, they were just early, even if it was a decade or more. As is in the case of the forecast of legendary investor Jeremy Grantham of GMO, who first predicted in mid-2010 and every year since that we were in a bubble, are in a bubble, and overvalued by every metric he uses, and the markets would drop by 30% plus. So far, Mr. Grantham has yet to be wrong. He's just 11 years and 315% too early if you spin it like that. Viewers, valuation is one of the worst timing indicators for judging markets. Why? Because there are numerous reasons. It's from the lack of earnings predictability to the predicting the correct interest rate discount rate, to my favorite esoteric argument, what is the appropriate equity risk premium to reward a shareholder for owning equities over risk-free government bonds? So case in point, for all those strategists who stated the markets were overvalued at the beginning of the year and were overly cautious, well, they were kind of correct in one aspect of their argument, but totally wrong in their conclusion on others. For all the talk of bubbles and manias and greed, which there definitely are in corners of the market, the overall valuation on the S&P 500, or its price-earnings ratio, stands at about 21.6 times earnings. And that is roughly the exact same level it stood at the beginning of the year of 2021, when the S&P 500 started the year at 3756. Yes, viewers, the entire gain in the S&P 500 year to date has been driven by sales growth, margin expansion, and finally earnings growth. From a closing value of around $142 of earnings per share on the S&P 500 at the end of 2020 to a soon-to-be realized number of close to $210 per share in 2021. That's a rise of roughly 48% in the market's combined earnings in 2021. Well, a 48% rise in the S&P 500 for 2021 would equate to roughly what number? 4840. I want to invite viewers to take a look at our forecast for the S&P 500 levels at the end of 2021 that we laid out about 6 months ago. It's around exactly that level. But viewers, lest you think you missed it by not being in a fully invested bull in 2021, please don't fret. While yes, investors not fully invested in 2021 did miss out on a rare year in the markets, no, it doesn't mean that 2022 will be a bad or very bad year. While we do believe there will be a material uptick in realized volatility in the overall markets in 2022, particularly in the first quarter, we do not believe it will be a down year. Nothing in the historic data or the economy should lead one to expect anything but an average year in the markets next year. By average, what do we mean? We mean a gain of, say, 8 to 10%, but in a very volatile manner. I can make a good case for our first real correction of 10 to 12% down in the first half of 2022, should the market experience what we have forecasted to be an exponential up move over the next 2 months. To put that in perspective, the biggest drop we have had this year was barely 5%, and it was just under 4% on a week-to-week basis. and we really have not had a correction of over 10% for the last 18 months. As far as we're concerned, the overall stock market is still not overpriced or priced for perfection. However, that doesn't mean that there won't be higher volatility in the future than we experienced in 2021. We will be covering our first half 2022 outlook in an upcoming video, so we look forward to you tuning in. For now, just as we have stated and tried time and time again by way of sharing with our listeners and viewers the data for almost 18 months now, it's a bull market, and that should not be changing over the next year, regardless of what we see as an uptick of volatility in 2022. Viewers, give us a call here at Oak Harvest and ask to speak to one of our advisors. Let us help you craft a financial plan that meets your retirement goals and needs first and your greed second. Call us at 877-896-0040. We are here to help you on your financial journey into and through your retirement years. Many blessings, stay safe, and have a great weekend. I'm Chris Paris.
All content contained within Oak Harvest Podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.